It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariel Winter is known for showing off her figure in skimpy bikinis on the beach and with daring cutout dresses on the red carpet. But the Modern Family actress says that she dresses like that to promote body confidence in young women. Her estranged mother, though, Crystal Workman, is not buying it and says she's not a fan of the Disney star's fashion choices. She said, "I feel sad that she feels the need to expose herself when it's not necessary. Ariel is smart, beautiful, and talented. She's a legitimate actress. She does not need to do this. She is beautiful with her clothes on."
Thanks, Mom.
Ariana Grande resumed her Dangerous Woman tour in Paris on yesterday for her first official headlining show since a suicide bombing at her concert in Manchester. After her Paris show, Ariana posted a photo on Instagram thanking Paris and saying she's grateful to be back. She also shared a note addressing her fans who were victims of the Manchester terror attack, saying, "Thinking of our angels every step of the way. I love you with all of my heart. Grateful for and incredibly proud of my band, dancers, and entire crew. I love you. I love you." Louis Tomlinson has signed with Simon Cowell for his first solo album after One Direction. Three other members of One Direction all signed with different producers and since put out their own music. The Walking Dead is the most talked about show on social media. Nielsen revealed its social content ratings, and the hit AMC show took the top spot for the third season in a row with a total of 2 million social interactions from fans across both Facebook and Twitter.
Love me some Walking Dead.
It's too scary for me. Well, not scary. Gory.
Oh, you gotta
like
get into
gore.
It.
I like scary. I don't like gory.
Just pretend it's ketchup.
Forbes has unveiled its annual rankings of the highest paid athletes in the world for 2017, and Cristiano Ronaldo tops the list. Andrew Luck, though, was number 6 with $50 million in earnings total for salary and endorsements. Eminem surprised graduates at a Flint, Michigan high school by giving them each a brand new pair of Beats headphones and were handed them with their diploma when they walked off the stage.
Take this. This will help you go forward.
Last year, Eminem worked to provide schools in the Flint area with more than 5,000 supplies.
He's awesome. Didn't he raise like a couple of million dollars, too, for the Manchester thing to help out Ariana Grande?
Yeah, he sure did.
What a good dude.
Lamar Odom's 18-year-old daughter, Destiny, did an interview with People and opened up about her father's marriage to reality star Khloe Kardashian. She said she felt her relationship with her father was compromised when he married Kardashian in 2009 and said, "I think that my dad has an addictive personality, so he was addicted to the attention he got with Khloe more than me. It was a very toxic relationship." And Demi Lovato had a major throwback moment at Emo Night at a club in LA. It sounds like things may have gotten a little too crazy at one point, though, because the sound went out and the music was forced to stop. Thankfully, Demi totally saved the day when she jumped on the mic to sing an incredible rendition of Paramore's Misery Business.
Well, I never meant to break, but I got it where I want it now. Well, it was never my intention to break, steal it all away from you now. Because it feels so good.
That was cool. That's the garbage.
What's the girl's name from Paramore, the lead singer? Like,
Hayley Williams.
Oh my God, I had a crush. I still have a crush on her. She's so hot. Thank you so much, Alex.